It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex.
Tell you all about Pete the Piper.
When he starts to play, the kids begin to train him, and they all say, hooray for Pete the Piper. When he plays a song, the kids will never fail him. They sing the song along with Pete the Piper. People gather round when they hear the sound of the camels are a-coming. Hooray, hooray.
Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. I'm DJ Frederick. And this part of the Radio Thrift Shop features music from mid-century America and around the world. We'll be listening to 12-inch, 10-inch, and 7-inch records spinning at 78, 45, and 33 RPMs. And along the way, we'll dip into easy listening country, gospel, jazz, folk music, and more. We're working our way through the music of the mid-century from the late 1930s to the late 1960s, year by year, and today we're exploring 1941 in music.
Thank you. along the Santa Fe Trail. Stardust scattered all along the highway on a rainbow-colored skyway along the Santa Fe Trail. Beside you, I'm riding every hill and dale. White shadows hide you, just like a pretty purple veil. Thereby hangs a tale. I found you and the mountains that surround you are the walls I built around you along the Santa Fe Trail.
A barren waste without the taste of water,
cool water.
Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water,
water. Cool
water,
clear
water,
water.
Moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
Cool
water,
clear
water,
water.
Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you?
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water.
Cool water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show.
Moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you?
One of the early recordings of the Sons of the Pioneers, very recognizable, you know the name of that tune. Before that, we heard another tune that's very familiar, Along the Santa Fe Trail, by the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Ray Eberle on vocals. And if you're wondering what we started the program off with, it was Horace Heidt and Pete the Piper with Donna and her Don Juans on vocals. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, and this week we've set the Wayback Machine for 1941, and you're invited to listen along.
Exploring Science in the Sea. When the clouds begin to thicken up, many of us head for cover, and small marine organisms may do the same thing. Some recent research found that they move up or down as cloud cover changes, a way to keep safe as the amount of light changes. Many fish and other organisms move up and down in the water as light levels vary. When it gets dark, they move up to feed. And as day begins to break, they move down to avoid being eaten themselves. They also change their depth in response to moonlight, trying to find just the right amount of light to survive another day. That process is called vertical migration. In 2018, researchers studied this up and down cycle in the northeastern Pacific Ocean. They watched the light levels and compared them to the migrations of groups of tiny fish and other organisms. In particular, they used sonar to look at a layer of organisms that stayed about 1,000 feet deep during the day. It was cloudy during the entire research cruise, but the thickness of the clouds varied, so the amount of sunlight varied as well. Scientists found that when the clouds got thicker, the tiny organisms moved up, and when the clouds thinned out, they moved down. It took a few minutes for the critters to respond to the change, and there had to be a pretty good shift in the light level to trigger a move. But the organisms often moved up and down many times during the day, and by a good distance each time, keeping the light just right below the ocean surface. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Broadcasting from the past, present, and future, it's the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're part of the homemade radio revolution on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams.
blindness into a misty blue. I go in search of you there in the shadows, calling in vain. Why are you just beyond me? When will I see your face? Why do you just elude me and leave me this lonely space, oh, into eternity? Your love will beckon me. I can't forget your voice that calls my name.
For worldly acclaim.
I wanna be the only one that you love.
And with your admission that you feel the same,
I will then have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Oh, I don't want to set the world on fire. No, no, I just want to start a flame in your heart, my sweet one. I just want to start a little flame in your heart.
Nice set of some really gorgeous music. We started off with Claude Thornhill and the Autumn Nocturne. And next we spun High on a Windy Hill by the Gene Krupa Band with Howard Dulaney on vocals. And finally, Amy Arnett on vocals, the Tommy Tucker Band, I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. Man, those were more innocent times. This year, in the past few years, it seems like the whole world is on fire. We need to do our part to create balance and work toward restoration. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Mid-Century Annex at the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for tuning in. We're exploring all of the years between the late 30s and the late 1960s, one year at a time, and then we'll go back to our regularly scheduled format. Thank you for listening. The program will be archived at radioforall.net, and I wish you many blessings until we meet again.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. I'm DJ Frederick.
You think love will end when you know that my heart
Welcome to the Faux 60s with a Nashville sound, Never My Love, cover of The Associations. Before that, the Grand Knights with Spinning Wheel. And we're down here in the Thrift Shop Bargain Basement, cruising through the dusty shelves here of music that hasn't seen the light of day in several decades, kind of before we clean it all out and head for the dumpster. This is definitely music I haven't played on the radio Thrift Shop, and that's probably a good thing. Not that I haven't thought about it. Thank you. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement Sale. I'm DJ Frederick, featuring records and tapes that are 99% off, ready to be boxed up and hauled to the dumpster. Of course, they could be treasure to your ears. And I actually just played some music by two artists that I really do appreciate. Maynard Ferguson with Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street, and of course Doc Severinsen with MacArthur Park.
I got flowers in the spring.
I got you to wear my ring.
Thank you.
High Hopes with Fly Robin Fly. Before that, Dora Hall and I Got You Babe. No relation to Monty Hall. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You have stumbled into the bargain basement here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. As your president, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government efficiently and without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any statement of eruption. Errors and wrongdoings I will reveal to the public. For corruption while I'm in office, I'll not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, faithful to the Republic. Security will prevail, as sure as I am the president. President Jimmy Carter. Can a government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can a government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter, our 39th.
In honor of someone who actually has political integrity, Jimmy Carter says yes. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You have made it through another half hour of the Bargain Basement. Thank you for tuning in. These programs are archived at radioforall.net. And if you are interested in airing this program, it is free, of course, to air on your low power FM station, your Part 15 station. yeah, if you do that, then okay, you're going to lose listeners, but you know, it's up to you. Give me a shout out if you do broadcast this. It's free radio Skybird at iCloud.com. All right, peace out.